the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance, has been involved in the discussions over the travel management plan that is at the center of a heated debate in the Gila National Forest since 2005. Donna Stevens is the director of the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance, who says there is a need to be fiscally responsible by having a road system that the Gila National Forest can afford to maintain.
It's true that the Forest Service has to balance multiple uses of the forest, but the bottom line is that it's their responsibility and their legal obligation to protect the Gila's streams, water quality, native plants, and wildlife. And another really big issue that is being ignored by a lot of people is that the Forest Service can only afford to maintain less than 10% of their roads annually. And the reason this is a problem is that unmaintained roads get rutted, they cause erosion, all that excess sediment ends up in our streams, and it destroys our fisheries. And another thing that's very important that no one ever talks about is that unmaintained roads can get so bad that people who don't have expensive ATVs or don't have high-clearance four-wheel drive trucks can't even use some of these roads. And I feel like it's just, and it's the position of the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance, that it's really just not fair to elderly and especially to disabled users who you don't usually see these people on ATVs. And we really need to be fiscally responsible and have a road system that the Gila National Forest can actually afford to maintain.
This is not something that's just happening with the Gila National Forest. This is something that's going on nationwide. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's happening in every national forest across the whole country. So this is a legal mandate. It's not an option for the Gila National Forest to choose to do nothing. And yet that is what the Grant County Commissioners asked them to do. A couple of years ago, they passed a resolution saying that they support the no-action alternative, and that cannot legally be chosen. Now, that's like saying we want to continue the destruction in the forest, and it's simply irresponsible.
The Gila National Forest is scheduled to release their final environmental impact statement later this spring. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.